Time now for the next instalment of It Took Over My Life, the Life Matters series in which an interest, hobby, cause, or just something that needs doing gradually consumes more time and space and money. Today, it's veggie patches, and one veggie patch in particular. The diligent application of water and sea salt and chicken manure and blood and bone and hard work has seen this particular patch grow into a massive public school garden project. The woman behind it, Lucy Turner, is speaking to us from our studio in Wollongong in New South Wales, and she joins me now. Welcome to Life Matters.
Thank you.
I want to start with a few checks, Lucy. You've got two young children?
I do. I have a 7 and a 4-year-old.
Right. You're an artist?
Yes.
And a teacher?
Yes, I'm not a trained teacher, but I do teach.
You teach. And yes. You're studying landscape architecture?
That's right. Very slowly.
Why did you put up your hand to apply for the Stephanie Alexander Kitchen Garden Grant then for your son's school? Because it seems to me you've got a lot on your plate.
I sort of don't feel I had much choice about it. And I don't mean that anyone forced me into it at all. It just seemed to be something that I would do. My son started school last year in kindy.
Mm-hmm.
And we chose a small school for him. It's a public school, but it's not in our direct area, so I had to work a little bit to get him into a smaller school. I wanted to be at a smaller school because I like the idea of being connected to the community somehow and being able to have an input, and I felt that might not be possible in a massive school. But vegetable gardens is just kind of what I do. I have this huge garden at home, and I knew that this Stephanie Alexander Kitchen Garden Foundation program was out there, and I connected up with a part-time teacher at the school. She was very keen. In fact, she'd been sort of putting feelers out and trying to make something happen before I'd turned up. So we got talking, and we just had a lot of energy together and wanted to do it.
Right, okay. You're making it sound very inevitable.
Yeah, inevitable.
And, of course, we've talked about Stephanie's Kitchen Garden Project here on the show a couple of times. So you won the grant. That was just the beginning, though, because you're now leading the project. Has it been a steep learning curve?
It continues to be. We started gardening in the middle of last year, and that was before we even knew that we could apply for the grant, because although we were really interested in it, we didn't think we were eligible for a couple of reasons. And we thought we could work towards being eligible, but that wouldn't be maybe for a year or more.
Right.
So we started gardening, and straight away with the children and with parents kind of completely transformed this rather large area of the school. And to make sense of that, it quickly became apparent that teaching classes to the students would make sense. We started doing it in sort of lunch times and after school and at special working days and so on. But the children were so interested, they were turning up all the time, and it was kind of quite chaotic the way the time was organised. So I went to the principal and I said, look, I think we just need to start, you know, having this as part of our weekly curriculum, and I will offer to teach, and there are lots of volunteers here to help me. I certainly can't do it by myself. All the way through, there are lots of volunteers involved with this. It's not just me. And so he was really amenable to the idea, and we started teaching. So we were teaching for a good few months before we even put in the application.
Right. And you're digging in the garden. You're still digging in the garden, aren't you?
Yeah. I'm working there twice a week with another parent without the children, and we do at least 3 hours on each of those sessions. So,
but you also have young children in your care at the time. You and this other woman have children with you.
Yeah, we've got two little girls, one each, and they get on really well, which is the only way it can work. We work in the garden. Those two play. We take a basket full of toys, and they have wonderful games in the bushes while we play, and they eat a hell of a lot of vegetables while we play. Sometimes we're kind of like, you got to leave those carrots for the school kids. But it works really well. It's a very happy situation.
So you've already said it's big. I think it's 20 metres by 20 metres.
Yeah, it's
about 400 square metres.
Yeah, and that's just the beginning of it. That's just under vegetables. There'll be another sort of area the same quantity, which will become an orchard and teaching space and chooks and so on.
Right.
Yeah, it's getting bigger.
It's taking over the world by the sound of things. Now,
But I'm doing that. So I garden there twice a week just to sort of keep it going. And then I teach there as well on Fridays with another group of people.
Now, you mentioned that it's going very well. The kids are interested and everything. What about the troublemakers, though? Because there's always troublemakers.
We've had very little of that. Very, very little. In fact, you know, we've got kids who are troublemakers in the classroom. And one particular case I'm thinking of, he is, you know, this kid is my best student. He is just so into it. And, you know, I've got another teacher working with me there who's working voluntarily in the garden, but on that day. And she, you know, sometimes she says, oh, gosh, you know, that was a class full of difficult kids. And I'm going, which ones, you know? The atmosphere in the garden is completely different to that in the classroom. And I think that's where this program really shines, that it allows children who perhaps have difficult relationships with teachers in the classroom situation, they're brought into a different atmosphere. They're working with their hands, they're chatting, they're moving around a lot. You know, we have a lot of kinesthetic learners out there, and they're just different people in the garden. So I love that aspect.
Now, besides the gardening and the teaching, Lucy, you're also organising volunteers, sitting on the computer, and the other aspect is the kitchen. Now, your school doesn't have a kitchen yet. Obviously, you'd be taking a back seat in that department, what with everything else you've got on.
You'd think so, wouldn't you? Yeah. I think it's the case with any of these things that there's a small core of people who are really passionate about it. And you kind of hope that a lot of that will be taken up by the wider community. But it tends to be that same sort of small group of people who are genuinely interested and going to turn up each week to meetings and kind of get things moving forward. So we do have a kitchen committee that's definitely got, a great bunch of people in it and some people that are not involved in the garden at all. But I'm there and so is my colleague who's the part-time teacher. She's there too, so she sort of straddles the kitchen and the garden aspects. But we've got a challenge ahead of us in that we don't have a building, as you said, for our kitchen. So we've got to build a building from scratch and then install this rather sort of complex thing of, you know, five workstations for the teaching of the kitchen classes.
Lucy, can I ask, what with the gardening and the teaching and the organising the volunteers and the working on the computer and the planning and the cropping, and now they're working towards getting the kitchen.
Mm.
How much of your time do you think it takes up?
Oh, gosh, I don't know. 12 to 14 hours a week, I would say.
Mm.
Yeah. It's hard to say.
That sounds conservative to me, I have to say.
Yeah, sometimes it's a lot more than that. And we're coming into winter, so I'm sort of looking forward to the veggie garden being a bit quieter, actually.
And, I mean, this all started from your love of gardening at home. How much time have you got left to work on your own garden?
Nothing. The garden is total weeds. And, you know, that makes me sad. I'm harvesting a lot of vegetables from the garden at school, and that's the sort of deal that I've made with the school and the other parent that I work with. She does the same because we both still want to be taking home vegetables that we're growing. Yeah, the home is a disaster and, you know, a lot of things have kind of fallen apart. I should be off earning money. And the other thing that's happened is that my mum has become involved. She does some art classes with children in the garden, and she's been printing up these lovely sort of squares, screen-printed squares, with the children of their drawings. And then she's made this huge kind of patchwork banner, and that has all been happening on my veranda at home. So the entire veranda has been taken up by the garden as well. And I've got tools everywhere and huge kind of boxes of donated seeds, and it's pretty messy at
home. You obviously have a very understanding husband. Is there any aspect of this project that you're finding tough?
The toughest part is dealing with the sort of politics at school, and that's only to do with the getting the kitchen underway. People's differing opinions, how we communicate with people. I mean, literally how we sort of get information out, how we receive feedback, all of that sort of thing. And kind of, and being on this very tight schedule, trying to manage all the different approaches that people have, and especially people who don't really want to be involved until, you know, many months down the track, they'll come in and be negative about decisions that have been made.
Yes.
So I'm learning a lot about, well, I hope I'm learning a lot about that. I need to learn a lot about it.
And it would be easier, though, in those circumstances to be king in an absolute monarchy, wouldn't it? And just to decree things,
yeah,
and have
absolutely.
Them happen on pain of death.
Well, yeah.
What do you
and we keep, you know, we want to enjoy this process too. That's the whole
well,
thing.
That,
it's
that's
about
what I wanted
community
to ask you.
Building. And at times it feels really hard. And then I just sort of remind myself, wow, this is, you know, this is really wonderful what we're doing, and we must enjoy it. We must enjoy the next 18 months.
And are you getting pitches. Are you getting that? Are you getting enough out of it personally?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, yeah. I can't imagine giving it up. Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you for joining us today, Lucy, and good luck.
Pleasure. Oh, thank you.
That's a very green-fingered Lucy Turner. On Life Matters. And, well, if you want to get in touch with us because you know somebody's obsessed as Lucy, abc.net.au/rn/Life Matters is the way to do it. More to come on the It Took Over My Life next week.